welcome to another exciting edition of Are You Garbage? The show where you find out if your favorite comedians are classy individuals or absolute trash. Now, here are your hosts, Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
Out there, and welcome back to everybody's favorite new podcast. This is Are You Garbage, the show where we sit down with your favorite comedians and find out if they grew up classy or if they're absolute trash. I'm your host, H. Foley, coming at you on a beautiful day down here at Aunt Tootie's basement. It's nice and warm. We just had the oil delivered. We're good until February. After that, we'll see what happens with the stimulus plan. My co-host is coming at you from right next to me. He is the CEO of Are You Garbage. He's got his name on many offshore accounts.
Sure.
That certain investigatory agencies would probably be interested to hear if I ever flipped on them, but I wouldn't. I would. Kevin James Ryan, everybody.
Hey, gang. What's up? Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate it. As always, please make sure you rate, review, subscribe on iTunes.
Woo!
Full video available on YouTube. You can subscribe there. Those numbers are true to fucking roof. Almost at 10,000 subscribers. Shout out. We appreciate it. Also, patreon.com/areyougarbage. You can sign up. You can get bonus episodes every week. You can get bonus episodes of Hard Feelings, where it's just me and Foley, a little bit behind the curtain. You know what I mean? A little bit of a family episode. Also, at the end of every month, we're going to be doing live streams. You can sign up. We get to ask you questions. You ask us questions. It's going to be a good fucking time. Get involved, baby.
Absolutely. We love you guys very much. If you want to pick a little something up for somebody special for the holidays, you can go over to podcastmerch.com and grab yourself a Clean Living, a Milkman, a Garbaggio tee or hoodie, whatever you want. And how about a nice big round of applause for our producer extraordinaire, the guy who puts this whole thing together, makes Uncle Hank look pretty. Toby McMullen, everybody.
Ooh, T-Bone.
Hey.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I owe $5 to Mark Norman for fucking royalties on that. Fuck.
He's coming for it.
Gang, we could not be more excited to have our incredibly special guest here with us today. Another OG original from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Started out on the scene down there together. He is a very funny stand-up comedian and podcaster, and you can hear him on his amazing podcast, Oral Presentations. But the big question in everybody's mind today, is he garbage? He's got a real bad case of the guy we don't trust at work face. Is really the best way I could sum it up. And a Philly accent that should come with a water ice and a pretzel. I'm telling you right now, this kid.
He looks like the guy who reads your mail before you get to him.
I haven't spoken yet. That's like fucking three I just sat down.
I know.
Right. He has multiple family members in rehabilitation centers across southeastern Pennsylvania. I'm for sure of it. Give it up for Chris Wood, everybody.
Thanks
How
for coming,
doing,
buddy.
Guys? Thank you for having me. Those are good. Not unfounded. I am a snake
you
in
are,
an office environment.
You are snake. UPS Philly Terminal Philly if I've ever seen it. God damn. Look at you.
Thanks for coming up, buddy.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. It's an adventure. I don't come up here much. It's a holiday for me. It's nice. I'm scared of the city.
Welcome to the big city, baby.
Oh, Philly guys, when they come up to New York.
Well, you're actually you're a South Jersey guy, I think, right?
Yeah, I sound horrific, but I started in South Jersey, and then I went to school in Westchester, and then I worked in Clifton Heights for like a couple of years, and that's where it really got thick.
Yeah.
And Clifton Heights is outside of Philadelphia. It's like Delco.
Well, that's the thing with accents. It's like the people in the city, in the inner city, rarely have it. It's like the even with New York and stuff like that, it's the surrounding areas outside of the city have the worst, trashier
accent.
You go
to Delaware, you'll throw up.
Yeah,
it
Delaware's
so
tough.
Philly,
so
trashy.
Yeah,
but we love it. Where exactly? Tell us the whole backstory about where Chris Wood grew up. Give us the rundown.
Public school, pretty basic, South Jersey.
Yeah.
Public school.
Public school.
Public school. That's not bad. I was a fucking class president.
What?
Shut the fuck. Yeah,
really? Dude. I could see you being real technically smart. Like, you should be like an engineer or something.
Are
like
you
that.
Smart? No, because your podcast is a quite successful podcast, Oral Presentations.
Thank you.
It's all about like a topic. It's like learning. You're teaching people a subject.
Based on how fucking stupid I was like a year ago.
Okay.
I would have guessed domestic terrorism.
I was 32 and terrified that I was like old and I wouldn't have a reason to ever learn shit again.
Okay.
So I was like, I was pretty sad. So I was like, fucking, let's just start doing them. And then I ended up doing like Princess Diana on my birthday. And then after you do that, I was like, all right, well, we can't get weirder than this, so let's fucking go with it.
Yeah, double down onto it. Yeah. I like it, dude. That's great.
What town did you grow up in South Jersey?
I graduated high school in 2005.
What town?
Why do you keep telling me that you graduated high school?
What town?
You said,
did
what
you town? No, what town did you grow
oh,
up in?
Oh, what town? West Stafford. I'm sorry. Jesus.
Yo, this kid's being interviewed by the cops right now.
He's got the pressure on.
Holy
big
shit.
City all
right, so West Stafford. Yeah. West Stafford, that's the part of South Jersey where like every derelict that gets a couple of bucks. They either move to like, you know, Ben Salem, Bucks County, Delco, or South Jersey.
Yeah.
It's like it might as well be part of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it's like 20 minutes south of like Cherry Hill. Mm-hmm. So like middle of fucking nowhere. Everybody claims to be from Philly pretty much.
Yeah, Flyers
coming up. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What'd your mom and dad do when you were growing up?
My mom was a domestic engineer.
Okay.
What's that?
A housewife.
Dude, I bit that hook, fuck line, and sinker. I was like, holy shit, what, you designing homes or something?
No, that's it's a respectable profession. You
did you know
give
that?
It a title.
I said he looked like an engineer before. He had me fucking sucked.
Damn,
in.
All right, dude.
I
he
was
just,
like, ah, see, I,
he just fucking rope-a-doped us pretty good. We came out swinging. He's fucking laying in the
clobbered.
Cut.
I got clobbered. I got clobbered the beginning. Yeah.
It's
and then my dad's
funny.
Computers, so.
I can see that.
Yeah.
There so. We go.
Computers, what do you do? Sell them? Make them? Steal
no,
him?
He was an early nerd.
Really?
In on the ground level of nerd. He was like, a chemist to begin with, and then he just started fucking around in like 1990. And then he like became excellent at it when everybody was like, oh, we should start using these, and he already knew about
he was
it.
Already
so
10 steps ahead of the game.
He just got lucky on that one.
So what did he work for, like a company that, was he like an engineer or like develop software or what?
Yeah, it was like coding when it was new.
Oh.
So like when coding came around, you got to find people who can teach people this shit, and only a handful of them know it. So mm-hmm. it's like you would have leverage to get.
So he had to be doing pretty well if your mom was a domestic engineer.
Yeah.
Like he had to be making enough money, you know, to support the family.
Well, she quit the job when I get a couple of sisters were born to like raise us, but then she went back. She's a librarian now.
Okay. Shout ooh, librarian. Out.
Public libraries. Hello.
The thing with those software guys, though, like you're saying back in the 90s, it wasn't like the guy that went to Harvard. It was the dude who had another job who worked on like personal computers at home in his spare time.
Yep.
That figured all that shit out.
Yeah, it was like a hobby at the time. Like, I like tinkering on this in the basement. Yeah. Cut to fucking $300K a year.
Did he have like a room set up in the house where there was like a soldering iron and all that stuff?
I wasn't allowed to go in it. Yeah. I always try to sneak in it.
My boy had one of those too. Those, man, I'm getting a picture here.
Yeah,
there was definitely wood paneling in that room.
Dude, he tried to drywall at one point in time. He would watch the Flyers games and I would try to crawl in and he'd be working. And I got to get the fuck out of there.
Is he a big dude? Because you're a big dude.
No, he's not a small guy. He might see this. He's very physically intimidating if you see this. But no, he wouldn't. My mom's tall. I get the length from my mom. I'd fucking roll my dad if he tried. I live with him right now from the pandemic, so I'm just letting him know.
You moved home for the pandemic.
Yeah, my lease ran out. And then it's like you got to. I don't really know where to go right now.
Was he thrilled? He can't be thrilled about you being in the house.
I mean, I think we're all kind of coming to an end as far as that goes.
Yeah.
You know, figure that out. I just talk shit to him on a pretty popular podcast.
It's good he took you in, though. There you go.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't been much trouble, so you just kind of keep your head down.
Laying low. Are you back? All right, so are you back in the room you grew up in?
It's fucking, yeah.
Is
it? You want to talk about it.
Really?
Is it the same room? Is it done the same? Did they change it? Is it now the guest room?
Yeah.
And you're staying in a better version of it?
You still got any G.I. Joes left over?
There's a border with rollerblades and soccer balls.
Oh, dude, I had that. I fucking had that border.
Yo, I'm fucking 33.
That was the realest moment in podcasting history. Him realizing he had a rollerblade border going on.
Oh, that's
this
sick.
Is why I have a topic every week on my podcast, so I don't have to talk about my fucking self.
So they still live in your childhood home.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. The one we started in like middle school. So the one that you remember.
The the bulk of, yeah.
Yeah, the bike gang days.
Oh. Now,
the Schwinn days, dude.
How much younger are your sisters?
Spread out by 4 years. We're spread out by 4 years, so she's 4 years older, and then I got another one younger.
And where does the younger one live?
We're all pretty close. Nobody really spread out.
No, but does she live in the house with you?
Oh, no, she's married. They're like adults.
That's what I was getting at. Even the little one, the one that's 4 years younger?
Yeah,
married?
Married. Fucking old one's got kids. They both got houses. I drove up here in a Honda Fit. So...
What are the regulations now that you're back home for the pandemic? You got to be in bed at a certain time? Is there chores assigned?
No, my shame keeps me in check.
I don't see the light of day that much.
Yeah, I don't look my dad in the eyes. He can fucking look at me and be like, look at your life.
Oh,
fuck.
My God.
Damn, dude.
And are you still...
I'm doing electronic book reports in the fucking basement. It's my fucking life. It sucks.
That's awesome.
Yo, we gotta get the vaccine rolled out. Let's go.
This guy's bonkers.
I need this. Oh, that's awesome. Let me ask you this though,
buddy. I love this.
Let me ask you this, since we're on this, a little bit of a different situation. But during the pandemic, I went home to my parents for about 2 months. Okay, where I was home, and it was honestly the happiest that I've ever been in my life. Is there aspects of that of maybe it is a mental regression of your childhood, but don't you like it a little bit? Like, is your mom making dinner and shit like that?
It comes and it goes. I think you got caught in the nice honeymoon.
Okay.
Nice period there.
Right.
And then once you get past that, everybody's grumpy for a minute. And then I at least see my mom and dad as a couple now, which is fucking crazy.
That's
it's like
weird.
You have a roommate's couples who are your parents.
Yeah.
That's I got to move out.
Do you guys eat dinner together as a family?
We hold it against each other when somebody doesn't show up to it. So
like,
I was down eating dinner.
You're officially codependent.
I love how you didn't come down to eat dinner.
But see, that's great. Your mom's making dinner. It's not like you're not like roommates like that. Like you're not going to the grocery store for yourself, right? Your mom goes to the store.
Sometimes I do, but it's never. I still need. Do you guys know how to grocery shop? I never learned how to grocery shop.
Yeah, I know
how I'm still going like quesadillas.
Shop, paint my masterpiece. Who are you talking about?
I gotta learn that.
Yeah. So you don't do any of the grocery. Like she'll go grocery shopping for the household.
No, for her and my dad. But I'll do my own little sustenance. Where like I'll make quesadillas. My diet's horrendous.
Okay.
I'm still like bachelor eating.
Sure.
Chili and shit.
What'd she make for dinner last night?
I didn't eat last night.
When was the last time you had sat down with him and ate?
She'll make a pot roast. Pot roast pretty good. It's not bad. It's like standard 90s mom dishes.
Shaking, bacon shit.
It's nice.
Yeah.
Will you guys watch TV while you're eating dinner?
Are you at the table proper?
We're at the table. We usually talk about public library business.
Okay.
What's going things. On in the public
library? Yeah, that's where she works. So
yeah.
It's got to be
see
weird.
See if there's
man.
Any issues. What's happening? Flesh it out.
There's, oh, dude, that's crazy.
Do you ever go up to bed early? Like, all right, I'm going to go up to bed.
No, but if I'm stomping around late, I hear about it.
Will you stay up and watch TV when they go to bed downstairs in the living room?
No, I'm in my room like a hermit. Most,
so you're keeping
as much
it.
As I can.
I got you.
Damn.
Right. Do you have a TV in there?
Nah, laptop. I forgot. I don't know how to work a TV anymore. I haven't used a TV in like 10 years.
I know. I haven't had, since I moved up to New York, I hadn't had a TV or I haven't had cable. Or a TV.
Nice. Glad I'm not alone on that.
Damn. Okay.
Man, Wood's back at home. This is great.
That's wild.
And
man.
Are you working right now or no?
I like got injured about a year ago.
Okay.
And so I was like doing PT, and then the pandemic hit, so my PT slowed down. So I like got to get my body right, and then probably like January sort that out. But right now we're just holiday season, so that's a lot of your mom
right
and dad
now, focused on the holiday season.
That's
man.
A lot.
I want to get a camera crew to follow you.
Mom
three
and dad.
Yeah, you should be pitching this.
Is the house
great.
Set up? Is the house set up for Christmas?
Yeah. I mean, no sense that like half of like. Maybe mom's happy with one point, maybe dad's happy with another point, and maybe we're coming to a conflict because it's a COVID Christmas, and we don't know what our house is supposed to look like.
Ooh.
A lot of possible arguments there.
This has come up at dinner time for
man.
Sure.
Yep.
So these two are bonkos. These two are...
They've been in love for 50 years. I can't even imagine that. Like, how do you treat that person anymore?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, I can't interact with these arguments. They're so far beyond me.
Yeah, yeah. They're playing chess.
I'm like,
yeah,
it's like first day open micer and then like...
yeah, Louis C.K.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm like,
Louis and Steve Harvey are fighting in the green room.
Yeah.
You don't know what to do.
Yeah. You're asking where the light is.
Exactly. I try to know when to shut up, dude. That's all I go for.
Damn. Oh, man. And how long have you been...
This is so funny because the questions that we normally ask are, what did you do as a child? And now we're asking them the same questions at 33 or whatever. That's hilarious.
That's cool to put on the internet.
What's this?
Well, it's because of the pandemic, obviously.
Yeah, and so many people are going through this.
Oh, yeah, this is great.
Yeah. He's 44. He just did it for most of the summer.
Yeah, yeah. I
just 2 months, though.
I'd go back in a heartbeat.
Would you really?
That's insane to me.
I would live with my parents forever. My mom hooks it up. Really? But I got a good situation.
Mama Bear cooks?
Yeah, Mama Bear cooks. They're fucking cool. Yeah, well, I get a couple of chores. Okay. You know, you know, empty the dishwasher. I'll have to bring some wood pellets in or something like that. Help her with the pool in the summer. I'm cool. You know how easy it is to take the fucking trash out?
Yeah.
I don't know what I was bitching about as a kid. I'll do my job and shut up.
Yeah.
I'm like a city worker.
Keep your head down, get the bennies. I could do this for 35 years and I'm out.
Look up when I'm 55, reevaluate.
Yeah.
Got a pension, a whole nother life.
Dude. You have no idea how much that's been talked about at, like, my Christmas parties. Dude, just like the bennies. Bennies are a big topic in my family.
Get the bennies, go down to Florida, start doing fish and charters.
Yeah.
Holy
Well, he
shit.
Started when he was 18. He took the early buyout, you know, because, like, because the unions are constantly trying to restructure their debt and their money, so they're giving it early buyouts. Yeah.
That's so
a lot
funny.
Of early buyouts to fucking move.
I've had a family member, like, talk to me about, like, maybe being a cop recently.
Really?
Because of the pension. Because 20 years.
Yeah, 20 and out.
20 years, new life.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing.
You'll be out when you're 55.
Right? It sounds okay now.
Do you think your parents would approve, like, would they want you to be like, yeah, go be a cop? You'd be a weird fucking cop, dude.
I have cop face.
You do have very, you have cop head for sure.
I feel like if I start talking, it'll give it away.
Yeah.
I would have to do all my intimidation.
No skating around here, dude.
All my intimidation.
Yeah,
quiet.
Let me see the board. I'll do a kickflip right now, dude.
You have social injustice cop face, though. I don't think that's a good look
that's
for
tough.
You. These
days. But I smile a lot. I'd be a big smiley, weird cop you can't put a handle. A ghoulish cop.
Yeah.
Your deer in about 90 is pretty sick.
Yeah. Yeah, you were fucking cruising back there, dude.
I mean, I got to write you up and all.
Look, I do got
a slice. Damn, this thing got a Hemi on it?
I ain't going to call your mom, though. All right, it's fine.
Oh, baby, we got a hot one.
Should be a cop.
You're back at home. Now, you said your sisters live close by, so are they, like, bringing the kids over and shit like that?
Niece and nephew, yeah.
They are.
Oh,
And Uncle Chris is there.
I feed the ducks with him. We feed the ducks. I take all my dad's loaf of bread, and we throw it at ducks.
Does he get pissed that you take the bread?
When he finds out. But he can't get mad because the niece and nephew used it.
So what are you exactly doing all day?
Fuck rye bread. What? He eats rye bread, I don't think.
All dads love a good piece of beefsteak rye.
Yeah. Wait, you guys got rye bread too? I've never seen it before.
My dad, I was only ever at my dad's house was rye bread. Mm-hmm. My mom's house was a white bread house. My dad and I just thought it was like I didn't know it. I thought it was like artisanal. I just thought it was something dads ate.
Yeah,
thought he made it himself.
I remember he would try to give it to me with like eggs. I'm like, yo, dude, get the Stroman's out. What the fuck is this?
We
bullshit?
Always loved it, but it would always came in like a really really small loaf. It was like a little tiny loaf. Knew it was just for the old man.
Fancy.
Did you guys do oyster crackers too?
Yeah.
No, we were never big on oyster crackers. I remember going to a country club for Mother's Day something one time. They had oyster crackers. I was chewing them thinking they were like regular crackers.
All right.
Nice. Fucking took a molar out.
Just try to check if our dads are identical.
Your dad does oyster crackers?
My dad fucks up oyster crackers.
Just like just dry?
Bag.
Or does he snack?
That's dry.
Yeah.
Dry. He has like a Puritan tongue. Not a lot of salt. Yeah. Give me some dry.
Is he British or something?
Yeah, he's an Anglophile.
Yeah.
Big England guy.
Yeah.
What's his, I don't know what that word meant, but it sounded racist.
people are obsessed with England.
Yeah.
What's his drink? Like root beers?
None.
Nothing.
No, he doesn't booze.
No, not booze, just in general. What if you see him? If he can't be sitting mulching oyster crackers without a fucking beverage.
A cup of black coffee while he scowls at me.
Jesus Christ, this guy needs a vacation.
He won't take one, dude.
Damn. Dude, oyster crackers and black coffee?
Yeah.
Hey, gang, this episode of Are You Garbage is sponsored by the good folks at Blue Chew. The guys at Blue Chew are doing the Lord's work, baby. Right now, we could all use a little more sex. And I'm talking good sex, hard sex, the good stuff, baby. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm sorry, Kevin. I couldn't hear you over my huge penis. Thanks to Blue Chew.
I heard that thing knocking on the door a couple of minutes ago. Guys, if you haven't tried Blue Chew, give it a whirl. It'll add some fucking spice to your life, baby. You know what I mean? Everybody's hemmed up in the same relation. If you're in a relationship right now, you've been in quarantine or in the pandemic for 9 months. You got to add a little flavor to the table. You know what I mean?
That's right. And Blue Chew's got that flavor. Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients in Viagra and Cialis.
The good stuff.
Woo! Top shelf is what we're talking about. And Blue Chew is made in the USA.
Yeah, you can take them. You can take them anytime, day or night, on a full stomach. You can eat. You don't need it. It ain't like swimming. You don't need to wait 30 minutes after you eat. Take it whenever you want. You can be ready whenever the opportunity arises.
That's right, gang, and it's prescribed online by licensed physicians, so you don't have to go to the doctor or wait in line like a bozo. Mm-hmm. You're going right to the supplier, and it's even cheaper than a pharmacy. And they prepare it and ship it right to you in a discreet package, so everybody keeps their mind on their own paper. Don't need anybody knowing what you got, what secret weapon you're working with.
And everybody could benefit with a little more. I don't care how big you are. If you got a big hog, a medium, little guy, everybody could use a little more confidence.
Everybody
could
use a leg up. You know what I mean?
That's all it is, baby. Blue Chew gives you the stuff you need to get going.
That's right, gang. And right now they're having a special offer, a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code GARBAGE.
That's it, baby. You just pay $5 for shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code GARBAGE. Try for free. Guys, Blue Chew is the better, cheaper choice for your Johnson. There's no better way to put it. Go give it a whirl, and we thank them for sponsoring the podcast. Support the people who support the podcast. Guys, they help us. Get involved with them. Give it a shot. Use our promo code GARBAGE at BlueChew.com. Now back to the show.
So what are you doing
and
all day?
And work. What?
What are you doing all day? You're at the house all day.
Oh, PT, niece and nephew, and then job hunt. I mean, looking around, see like what January might look
so
like.
So you're around all day. And do your parents both getting up and going to work?
Well, we all have like different, yeah, like... Ma goes out to the job, library, public library, holds it down. And then,
I love how he talks about it like it's a gang.
Dude, yeah,
he's like, she's out there flexing.
She reps the block, comes back.
I love it.
That's fantastic.
I think it's fun. It's like a fun lady.
It's a great, second half for like a nice old retired mother job.
Yeah, it's clean living.
And I'm my mom. Like I'm identical. Like personality wise, like my dad, this runs a public library as a woman. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Does he get up and go to work every day though?
No, he works from, he does internet stuff.
So he's at home.
Still
so the
code,
two of you,
retired.
So the two of you are at fucking home all day.
Don't
together.
Clash in the basement.
Really?
But a planned recording time, son.
Let's break down the house. So we're talking about a single family home in the suburbs.
Yes.
Garage stuff, driveway, basketball net, the whole nine?
No basketball net. Garage with some weights that I don't put away and get yelled at for.
What about down in the basement? Is that where your dad has his shop?
Basement is...
Or where his computer office
is. It's now chocolate. Yeah, he kind of made it like his own cave thing, but didn't finish it. He's got a bunch of pictures of my mom up from like the 70s when she was young and hot, which I think is funny.
Uh-huh. And he's living in the glory days.
Oh, yeah. That's his lair, dude. Don't.
Where's the TV room? Is it down there? Is it on this first floor?
TV's down there along with the keyboard for church music. The guy's got a couple of hobbies. He's busy.
Wait, that's not where the family watches TV is down in the basement. Is it?
No, there's like a main room.
A main living room.
Family room. Den? Do you guys have den growing up?
Den is trash. Do you call it a den?
Fucking love my den.
A den sounds underground.
Yeah. We had a living room. For a time when we lived in a townhouse, we had a living room, and then we also had a den. The den was tight.
Dude,
the
den's
got
fun.
The little TV and the couch
in
the
family,
corner.
It's living room, family room. Den's bad news.
I'm not saying a den isn't bad.
Bears live in a den.
It's
not,
cozy
not for humans.
It's fun
curl
to say.
Curl up and watch a fucking movie.
Family room is trash.
No.
Calling it the family room?
Family room's with a nice china. You're not allowed to go in there.
No, that's dining
that's
room.
A dining room, you fucking animal.
That's a dining room? No, it's, dining room's a kitchen table.
This guy's got a china cabinet in his living room.
The dining room would not be the kitchen table. That would be the kitchen.
Yeah, I've been calling the rooms of the house wrong.
Ah, Wood's garbage, man.
Oh, man, this kid's bonkers. No, it's living room, dining room, family room. Not a den. A den's bad.
I've had a den my whole
Let
life.
Let me ask you this. You ever know anybody that had a great room?
No. What is this?
A couple of my friends did. I thought I was fucking hanging out with royalty when you walk in there. They had a foyer, too.
We got a big foyer. We have a foyer. You
got
been
a foyer.
Foyer's
big.
Yeah.
You got a foyer.
What about a mud room?
You got, wait.
Mud rooms are trash just by
mud
name.
Mud room's what you call the laundry room.
What is a mud room?
A mud room's like... Especially in like suburban houses, when you come in from the deck or the garage or the side entrance, there's like it's usually like the laundry,
the laundry.
The laundry, there.
The big.
You leave your shoes there, kind of.
That big sink. What are those called?
Stationary tub.
Your stationary tub, also known as drain.
You gotta have a stationary tub.
They're tight.
Yeah.
You ever drink out of those things? That water is suspect.
No, he used to fill the dog's bowl up out of there and come out all cloudy and shit. I was like, here you go, Sparky. Have a good one.
Utility sink water?
Dog had three eyes and shit.
Utility sink water for a dog.
I know some of my friends, that's where the runoff from the washing machine went. It would like squirt in into the stationary.
Yeah, that's what
thing.
It is.
Yeah.
That's what it drains into the, yeah. Did you ever, well, this is real garbage. We used to like by accident throw like a rag in the stationary tub.
Oh, we've done that.
And then the water fills up and it's sucks, and the rag clogs the stationary tub. Do you know how many times we ruined my fucking basement? My stepdad would come home, and we'd be, like, sweeping water out into the garage, and he was fucking
floods,
furious.
Dude. Did it get his records?
No, he's not a record guy.
Okay.
More of a Winston and Coors Light guy.
Okay.
Dude, another time, too, we had people that would not put the shower liner. We had this guy from Iceland, the exchange student for the – he lasted 2 days because my brother. He
Wait,
came,
you had an exchange student living
came,
there?
He came from Iceland. And so my brother went to this like rich private school, right?
Yes.
And they had this guy that came over. It was like an exchange program for like soccer players. He was like this really good Icelandic soccer player, Donnie.
Hello.
And he would stay like a week or 2 weeks with each family, or like a couple team families on the team to whatever. And so like he didn't just live at one place. So he came. And they got them all fucking drunk and high. You know, this is all, like, real. Like, this is, like, the 1% of, like, all these, like, rich kids are driving around in BMWs. They have this, like, European guy. They're like, yeah, let's get them fucked up.
Yeah.
Yep.
We get them all fucked up on God knows what. He comes home to my mom's house. They put him in my sister's bed. And he comes into my room and wakes me up. And he goes, I had an accident. Now I'm sleeping in my Bucks County room. I'm like fucking seven. I got this fucking dude from Iceland who I've never met waking me up going, I had an accident. I'm like, oh shit, he peed or shit the bed. Dude, he threw up all over my sister's fucking room. So I'm like, dude, no worries. We'll take care of, because it's like, you feel bad. You know what I mean? Like, this kid's
where are
another
your parents?
My mom's sleeping.
You're seven. You're handling
I'm not
all
seven,
this
I'm
like
fucking
this?
11
you're making
or 12.
Like you got a cup of coffee in your hand.
No, so.
Like you're Winston Wolf.
So I go.
That's what you made it sound. Don't worry, we'll take. If I'm curt with you, I apologize.
time is of the essence.
7-year-old Winston Wolf, dude.
No, it was more like I didn't want to make him feel bad. You know what I mean? So I was like, I just don't worry. He's like, hop in the shower and like, fucking
take a peek.
No, he didn't. I guess he's never had a shower curtain. Like, I guess he had a door, so he left a shower curtain on the outside of the fucking shower and took like a fucking 2-hour shower, dude. And the kitchen ceiling just came down while we were sitting there eating eggs. My mom's like, does anybody hear water? And it was like out of like an Allstate commercial. We're like,
Shit. Adios, Fen.
Yeah, he went home like 48 hours later.
Did your family kick him out for ruining your house?
No, he felt bad. And he was just like, oh, I can't stay here. So he went somewhere else for a couple of days and then fucking hit the bricks. Yeah.
Yeah, Patty Foley would have bounced him fucking... Right
plus, he put like a sheep's head in the garage fridge. My mom was like, what the fuck is this thing, dude? Yeah, he brought some weird meat with hair on it.
He brought a sheep's head?
My mom was like, yo, that ain't going in the fucking house fridge.
He had a 2-day run, dude.
Yeah, dude, he came
ruined
in
the kitchen,
he came
threw
in
up everywhere, sheep's head.
Fucked our shit up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. All right. Cool. Let's go somewhere. I want to get some of the basics out of the way. Mm-hmm. What was the name? I guess it's the same house, but what was the name of the street that you grew up on?
Or if you don't want to reveal, don't
because
reveal.
Because you live there.
Oh,
now.
Yeah, there. Let's not talk about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah,
I was trying to think of the house before.
That's fine.
I hit you with a hard there. I was like, yeah. I don't need fucking letters.
Well, it's usually not the same house, man. What about the grocery store? What's the grocery store your mom goes to now?
They both go ShopRite, which I prefer Acme. Where are you guys
really?
At?
Huge Acme guy.
I'm big. I'm a ShopRite. I like ShopRites a little better, to be honest with you. You get a nice ShopRite in a suburban neighborhood, it's fucking A-okay.
You didn't
Acme
make any
seems
points
a little
there.
Too corporate.
What? I need actual ShopRite points. I am against ShopRite, dude.
You're against ShopRite.
I hate the lines. There's too many. They're all crowded together.
Yeah, I don't know where to go with the questions because Wood lives in the same house that I grew up in.
Yeah, it is a little different.
Wait, are all the questions based upon, like, a successful adult life?
No, by no means.
If I broke this, I'll go home.
No. All right, let's do some of the basics. Growing up, did you drink milk with dinner?
No.
Okay, that's pretty good. That's pretty. You seem like your parents seem quite respectable. You seem like
I don't know what happened.
Your sisters are fucking killing it.
They got two out of three.
Yeah, you on the other hand, you're fucking into your leg wrestling your dad in the basement.
Oh, the soccer and rollerblade.
Dude, I have that one. I have it.
Is there bunk beds in the room?
No bunk beds.
What size bed are we talking? Queen?
Queen, but the mattress doesn't fit it.
Okay.
What does that mean?
It's that means that there's like a slot where my head can go in.
Oh.
So the headboard is taller than the mat, so you can just you can suck your head in the middle of the night.
Oh, that's tough.
It's a nice bed, but yeah, watch out. The slot.
Detached garage or garage attached to the home?
Attached garage.
Attached.
But yeah, it's attached to the house.
It's attached to the house. Do you park cars in there?
No.
No. The no. cars are in the driveway.
Too much shit in there.
Too much
How many cars are in your driveway when everybody's home? Is it three cars?
Two.
Just two?
Just two. And then, my Honda Fit.
But is in really. The street?
Yeah, it's in the street.
Oh, that's always. I was always had a park in the street. I never got access to the driveway.
Buddy, that's
jamming
really...
it up for my stepdad who leaves for work at like 3 in the morning.
Oh, man.
He's like, well, he's like, dude, sometimes he would drive around the house. That is real fucking trash. He would drive around the house. If I blocked him in, he would drive into the backyard, around my whole house, and then out the front.
Did he ever move your car to make a point?
Oh,
no,
dude,
I don't think so.
That would be an issue.
No, the point is the fucking mud track. In the front of the
okay, nice.
Yeah, that's him going, look what you fucking made me
that's
do.
More civil, like I found my own way out.
How much trouble would you get in now if you parked your car behind your dad and you were upstairs sleeping and he was trying to get out?
Oh,
bad news.
I would wake up in a panic.
I can kiss the sleepover goodbye. I'll tell you that.
I would like World War Z, wake up, fucking end of the world panic, with like I block my dad in.
So he's a lunatic.
He deserves respect.
Okay. I like the sound of this guy.
Yeah.
So he takes no
oyster
shit.
Oyster crackers and black coffee. Yeah. Next level fucking don't fuck with me.
So he takes no shit, has taken no shit your entire life.
Yeah, pretty much.
This is like an interview with a North Korean general.
He deserves respect.
He deserves respect. Let's do him.
Wood's going to stab himself after this?
I love it.
I'm just being nice. I said I would beat his ass up top. So if you watch the whole thing, there's a back end.
Yeah.
For some reason, I don't think that'll hold up. I feel like your dad could take it.
Oh
my God.
He's got a rage.
Did you have a refrigerator in that garage? Or currently do you?
No garage fridge.
I didn't peg his garage fridge.
No garage fridge. Not big drinkers, so no booze in the outside.
Okay.
Interesting. Pool in the backyard?
No.
Swing
pool.
Set, anything growing up?
Swing set growing up was sick, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Was it wood or was it metal?
Wood.
Really?
Yeah, well,
that's
you get
a little
right.
bit of cage.
You
all IT money over at the Woodhouse.
Oh, no, it's like shitty wood where you can move it. Like metal would be better because it's more stable for your
now,
children.
The highest end swing set are those wooden ones that have
the house.
That have the red, yellow, and blue awning on top. You know
I just built one of those for my niece and nephew at my sister's house.
Oh, let's get her in here.
I know, right?
Somebody with a little class in this joint.
Somebody, yeah. She could talk about the house she owns and all these other things.
The garage fridge she has.
Exactly. Her husband and kids. The love in her life.
That's awesome.
Oh,
holy shit.
All right, do you brush your teeth in the shower?
No.
Okay.
Can you whistle?
Although it's nice
it?
You assume I brush my teeth. Fuck it.
Why, do you not brush your teeth on a regular basis?
No, it's a joke. We're doing comedy.
Dude, the rope-a-dope he pulls. He takes shots for 20 minutes and then fucking snipes it. Just fucking pink mist right through the fucking wall.
Can you whistle with your fingers?
No, but I've always wanted to.
I can't believe you. If I was casting you, I would say that's special skills on the resume at the top.
I worked at a loading dock for like 3 years, and one of the dudes could do it, and I never asked him. I was too afraid to become his friend.
Hmm. I could see you whistling with your fingers, and that you're. Are you big into fireworks?
As a child, I mean, we all fought with Roman candles, I believe.
Yeah. Definitely.
We all had our day in battle, gentlemen.
Been through the wars with
I will
that.
I have my vengeance.
He said that so sincere.
Yeah.
We've all spilled blood on the battlefield, yes.
Can
I ask, did you guys go pool hopping as a kid? Ties in with fireworks?
I did once or twice, but as like, you know, it was like somebody we knew kind of and just did it and ran away, but like never like fully illegally pool hopping.
What is pool hopping?
Just going swimming in other people's pools.
Sneaking in somebody's yard, jumping in, making noise, jumping out and jumping over the fence and running away as the lights are coming on in the house.
Yep.
Yeah. It's a real rush.
Did you ever do garage hopping where you'd go in and steal the beer from the garage fridge?
Oh, yeah. Magic fridge. Fuck, man. Get those rolling rocks out.
Yeah, a couple of ponies. Yeah, yeah. Dog.
Guy who lives there is going to be upset on the weekend.
Yeah, I had buddies. My buddies got caught doing it. Cops got called because they closed the garage door on them, and they got them fucking hemmed
up.
Oh,
my God. Like a rat trap.
Yeah, the guy hit the thing.
That's a standoff right there.
Uh-huh.
You got a prison break.
He called the cops, and the cops, you know, whatever. They ended up having to do, like, all this community service, and they had, like, probation officers and shit. They got caught with, like, it was, like, felonies, like, breaking and not breaking and entering, but unlawful trespass.
Yeah, come on.
What a dick.
They were like 15, 14, yeah. A
couple of schlitz.
15 and 14?
Well, then the homeowner decided not to press charges. He was like, I just was just trying to be like kind of a dick and like prove a point.
Okay.
And then the state was like, no, these are felonies. We still want to press charges.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Fucking some hothead DA down there.
Yeah.
Fucking relax, buddy.
All right, I got one for you. How many pairs of dress shoes do you own? One.
And they're all crinkled.
What about the suit?
Yeah, do you care if you had to go to a wedding tomorrow? Would this you?
I can
this
go
suit
wedding
on?
If somebody dies. I'm fucked. I don't have a black one. I got a silver suit.
A silver or gray?
It's not like
it's not
silver,
like aluminum.
Silver. It's not like Al Pacino.
Okay,
it's like gray. It's not. I'm not.
Okay. Okay,
I would love.
He's
to
got
see
the
that.
Big collar on the shirt.
Also, like my ideal of like regal, well dressed man is Al Pacino in 2020.
He's changing cars on the way to the funeral. Oh, God,
do you currently own any drones?
No.
He would totally would want one, though, I feel. You seem like a drone guy.
I would be scared of getting addicted to it.
Okay.
Man, you're definitely different than what I imagined.
No, this, I mean, I know him better. This is exactly who he is. Yeah.
Wait, are drones trashy?
Yeah, nerd alert. They're fucking real.
They're dorky. I don't know about trashy. They're expensive.
I think they're trashy.
They're sketchy is what they are.
The ones that kill people or film stuff?
That's a good point, too. I don't really want to own a drone.
I'm not talking about a predator or anything like that.
I lost connection to my old drone before it got stolen over Roscoe Village in Chicago. It started drifting away down fucking Western Avenue. Got real sketchy.
Yeah, like all right,
That's what happened to me. It literally just flew away from us, and I just never went and got it.
You had a drone?
I bought one for my nephew a couple of years ago, and he was finally old enough to use it this summer. And I took him out into the field to use it. And as soon as we sent it up.
Steal food from other people's grills. Did you ever play Magic Grill?
I got him hanging on the drone, yeah. Lowering him down. He grabs the steaks off the grill.
Get the drone.
No, it flew into the woods. And once it gets us out of a certain range, it keeps flying. And just, it has a mind of its own. Probably down in Florida.
He's retired. Got a good Benny's. Second life down in Florida.
Second life.
I got one. Have you ever owned a copy of Boondock Saints? That is a tree. If you've, it's trashy.
Definitely has.
Yeah.
Were you really into it?
I'm balking on answering that. Yeah. I mean, I was like 12. I bought the DVD.
Yeah.
Sam Goody, and then I went and saw the second one at theaters in Cherry Hill.
Yeah. Dude, people that were really into Boondock Saints were really trashy. I was them for Halloween one year. I'm not gonna lie. It was like freshman year of college, maybe. Or
thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, had the tattoo on the hand, the whatever. Yeah,
I'm not even cool. Irish. I'm not even Irish at all.
Yeah.
Do you own any slippers?
No, not that I maintain.
Why? Why did you?
I've bought like one-off pairs of slippers and then just left them places.
Okay, fair enough.
What was the last meal you made?
Shrimp and goat cheese and sriracha mixed together in the middle of the night.
Really? There's goat cheese readily available at the wood in the wood.
I do my own foraging.
Was it cold shrimp or hot shrimp?
Well, it was frozen shrimp, and then you got to microwave it. They say you got to defrost it, but it's the middle of the night. You just put that shit in on high for like 10 minutes until it gets red, and then while that's happening, you mix up goat cheese and aioli. It's the one thing I know how to make.
You microwave shrimp?
Purely frozen. That's trashy.
Don't look at us like that.
I didn't know what I was saying. I didn't know this is weird. Is that weird to do? Yeah, you microwave shrimp.
Oh, my God. Ooh. We draw the line at bacon here. That's questionable.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you can't be microwaving seafood.
So these are uncooked frozen shrimp.
Frozen, yeah.
And you cook them in the microwave until they turn, what, as you said, red.
You put them in a bowl.
I like a medium rare.
You put them in a bowl, and then, yeah, they turn.
Wow.
And so you gauge it by sight. And
you got to boil those, buddy. You got to break out a pot for those. Holy shit, microwave shrimp.
In the middle of the night.
Trying to class it up with some goat cheese.
So I'm saying, give the goat cheese credit, you know.
Gang, I want to take a quick second here and talk to you about one of our sponsors and something that a lot of people are probably dealing with right now. I'm talking about mental health, gang.
Mm-hmm.
The pandemic has been rough on a lot of people. People have been trapped inside. Our new sponsor, BetterHelp, can help you help yourself. Think about it. What interferes with your happiness? Okay, what's preventing you from reaching your goals? BetterHelp can assist you with your needs and match you with your own personal licensed professional therapist.
Yeah, guys, it's easy to do. You can send them a message. You can send a message to your counselor at any time online. You'll get timely, thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video sessions and phone sessions. Everybody's doing everything online anyway because of the pandemic. Get involved with BetterHelp. It's easy. They're the best doing it. It's awesome. You don't. And when I used to go in person, and I used to feel uncomfortable in the waiting room. The walls are paper thin. You feel like the people out there can hear you. I don't need anybody listening to how wacky I am, okay? So that's BetterHelp. They're committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches so you can make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. Guys, they have licensed professional counselors who are specialized in depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, you name it, anger, family conflicts, LGBT matters, grief, self-esteem. They do it all. Anything you share is 100% confidential. It's the normal therapist rule, so it's easy peasy. It's convenient, professional, affordable. So listen, I want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/garbage. One more time, real slow. Write it down. Take charge of your life, baby. That's betterhelp.com/garbage. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. One more time, nice and slow. BetterHelp, HELP.com/garbage. Now back to the show.
All right. I got one. Let's start. Well, what's your middle name?
James.
Ooh, I'm a James myself. James. Ah, touche, Mr. Wood.
It's a good student in high school.
Not as good as I should have been.
Not as good as you should have been. I would imagine you're intelligent.
It's one of those things where, like, like if you apply yourself thing, mm-hmm. one of those guys, like a learner that isn't really taught, like, I don't know. I like listening.
I'd like to retract my previous statement.
Thank you. Please don't make me explain why I'm fucking smart. I am not.
What'd you get in your SATs, though?
Oh, 1150?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
That's pretty good.
It's not good.
He got a 920.
Trust me. Around these bozos, it's real good.
Did you understand the math at all? I remember coming to the math and being like.
I had already retired from my education at that point. Although I kept working for several years after, unfortunately. Did you go to college?
Yeah, I went to Westchester.
You went to graduated?
Yeah.
Nice,
okay.
Degree in?
It's poli sci and the Spanish. I fused the two together into one because they were just like, get this guy the fuck out of here. No, I used to be able to.
Okay. That's pretty good, though.
But I didn't learn it from a book. I learned it because I had a girlfriend who spoke Spanish.
Ah.
At the time, yeah. And she didn't speak any English. So, like, I could do oral presentations in Spanish really well, but I couldn't read it or write it. But you can't fail that guy.
Yeah.
True.
C.
Makes sense.
Push him through.
I get it. C's for degrees, baby.
I couldn't graduate. I didn't have enough 400 level credits in Spanish, so they started a study abroad program in Costa Rica. It was the first year, so I paid my way to go down there because I knew they couldn't fail me if I went.
Costa Rica.
This guy's pretty good.
Go back with those 400 level credits. If I pay my way down, they can't fail.
They can't. Yeah.
Only seven kids. You got to sell the program next year, right?
Damn.
Where would you guys go on vacation when you were a kid?
Like Ocean City.
Go down the shore.
A couple of Disney's.
New Jersey.
A couple of Disney's coming in there.
Disney World, Disneyland.
Florida.
A couple of Disney's.
Florida, and then, yeah, and then Disneyland was where my little sister was conceived.
Ooh.
Disneyland.
I don't know. What is the difference? I'd ever learned.
Florida's Disney World. Disneyland's in California.
Disneyland is, yeah, California.
So you've been to both?
Yeah, I've been to both.
Wow, that's trash.
An aristocrat.
Holy shit. That's garbage. It takes a little bit of money.
That's like fucking 20 grand.
I know, but why would you go to one when you go to the other?
People,
I think going to dual.
It's kids. You've never went.
No.
So that's why you're upset about it.
Went to California on dad business trip.
Ah, there you go.
It was a tag along. You got like a piggy braid or some shit. There we go. It's all coming back.
Piggyback.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Has your mom ever cut your hair?
Yep.
Oh, like recently? During the pandemic?
No, I did. You do bowl cuts. Yeah. And grandma would cut hair for a while too, coming up.
Okay.
So you save money. My sister cuts her kids' hair.
Would you have to go to your grandma's, or would she come to your place?
Oh, I would love to go to my grandma's house to get a haircut and compliments.
A couple of cheek pinches, call it a day.
Yeah, I was like six. I'm like, this is great.
Mm. Have you ever owned a strobe light?
Yeah.
Ooh.
High school. Don't remember when.
Yeah.
You had to order those off the internet.
Yeah. I got mine at Spencer's.
Oh, it's trash, man. Yep. Are there any posters on your wall right now?
No.
You said it. He sounds
quickly
up,
I came at
he sounds upset about that. Yeah. Like they made you take down your Footloose poster.
I don't want to get comfortable. That's the thing, dude. I don't want to make it anything like a nice place.
Is your bedroom carpeted?
Yeah.
Is the bathroom carpeted?
No.
Has it ever been? No.
No, there's bath mats.
Okay.
How close is your bedroom to your parents' bedroom?
Right there.
Do they watch TV in their room at night?
I don't know what they do.
He's a loud lover.
I try not to think about it. I go to bed.
Hmm. Oh my God. Yep. Kevin.
Okay, I got a hypothetical here. If you won $100,000 in the lottery today, what would be the first car you bought?
2020 Honda Fit.
Keep
Stay loyal.
Fam. Yeah, okay.
If it hasn't died on me.
What would be your last meal if you were being executed?
There's going to be sherbet in there. I know sherbet.
Oh.
I don't know when.
He's a sherbet guy.
There's going to be some type of
Who'd
sherbet.
Who'd have thunk it?
Oh, man.
It's going to be a list, but we got to put sherbet on there first.
Dude, what lunatic gets sherbet as their final meal?
No, that's a portion of it. You end with sherbet.
But still, even in it.
Were you a sherbet family growing up?
Yeah, I think
so. That was dessert with sherbet?
Yeah, big time. And sherbet tricks you into thinking it's healthy, too. That you could fill a popcorn bowl with sherbet and eat it and feel, dude. At least I can lie
to myself.
It's
a little lighter, yeah.
You're preaching to the choir, brother. Yeah. I'm a big sherbet guy.
Yeah, dude. All
right, sherbet out the bucket with the handle?
Yeah, you go bucket. A bucket lasts about 3 days.
Do you guys go orange or do you go rainbow?
You go rainbow. And you eat it in the dark, so it's a surprise. Woo! You ready for Saturday night, dude? Sleepover.
Holy shit.
Come meet my
Wasn't
dad.
Wasn't there a green one, too? I feel like I had a green one.
There's green in the rainbow. It's green.
No, there's green, there's orange, and then rainbow, I feel.
There's maroon. There's like a pink.
I've never had those.
My favorite that hits like a raspberry.
This guy gets them on the dark web. It's like a raspberry.
It's green, raspberry, and orange is their quote-unquote rainbow.
Green is the worst one.
Yeah, that was my dad's shit growing up. I was like, I want ice cream, and if there was no ice cream in that, I was like, it was like medicinal.
I don't know, but there's going to be sherbet involved.
That's insane, dude. That's wild.
What would be the main dish?
Some sort of meat, goat cheese, sriracha.
Some kind of microwave shrimp.
You put that shrimp in there and give me some sherbet at the end.
Oh, God.
Holy shit.
All right, this is from Patreon. This is from Jeff. Pasiel, how did you organize the CDs in your car? Did you care, or do you currently have a CD sleeve on the sun visor? So no. Back in the day, do you have CDs in your car now? Are you still pumping?
My CD player broke almost immediately when I bought the vehicle.
Okay.
The way he said vehicle.
I know.
The way you said vehicle makes me think that you've been to DMV court.
Yeah. Your Honor, I did not see the vehicle when it approached the...
There's nothing better with trash people trying to start talking technical.
Yeah. Or legal, like they know the law. Yeah.
Put a collar on.
Well, that's a 3254. That's what you... Yeah.
Your Honor, I was in my vehicle heading westbound to Wawa.
I was big on burning. You guys burn CDs? You guys burn CDs for girls?
I don't even remember burning a CD for girls.
I couldn't do it.
Oh, even as a young man?
No, I couldn't. I was tapes. When I was young, it was tapes. We'd make mixtapes.
Would you make tapes for babes, though?
Yeah, absolutely.
Tapes for babes?
Yeah.
Oh, man, if that's not the name of the episode.
Tapes for babes?
What are a couple of hits that would be on tapes for babes?
I would tell you, so this is probably 7th or 8th grade, so I was a big pop guy. I hadn't really gotten into classic rock yet, obviously. Our turn to the music hadn't happened yet. It was still pre-92.
Hey, Funkmaster Flex, let's go.
Yeah, dude.
Bam, bam, bam,
a lot
bam.
Of qualifiers.
Drop the hits.
Give me a song name.
Richard Marx.
Who the fuck is Richard Marx?
You know Richard Marx.
No, I don't.
I was polite about it and nodded like I knew what the fuck that old man band
fuck,
is.
Fuck, I can't think of the name. It's like not I'll Be There from you.
That's the Friends.
Richard Marx, Depeche Mode.
Depeche Mode
Sound
style.
Of Silence. There'd be some Culture Club on there. Some George Michael's Faith for
Do
sure.
That's fun. Keeping it light.
I can't remember the fucking Richard Marx song. There'd be some Don Henley, End of the Innocents. Some Phil Collins, late 80s would be on there. It was usually...
Genesis?
Genesis, a little
you
Genesis.
You put Genesis on a mixtape.
It would either be a breakup mix that, like, the girl broke up with me, so I gave her a tape. Or it was, like, a lovey-dovey tape for the summer that I would make for her.
You ever get any phone calls after a breakup tape?
Did that breakup tape ever work and bring them back?
No.
Baby, come back.
I know.
You
I
can blame
phone.
It all on doing. Me. Yeah. I was fat.
It's driving me crazy. I can't think of this Richard Marx song. It was like a famous song. It's a real slow hit. Like, I'll be there for you or one more try.
Was it your opener of your tape? Is that why you're thinking of this song?
Yeah. That was the big one on
there. M-A-R-K or M-A-R-X?
M-A-R-X, Richard Marx.
Grammy Award winning.
You'll know the song. I'm telling you.
I can't wait to fall in love with you.
Biggest hit.
Limitless? No, that was 20. He's got some new stuff. 2020.
Just put Richard Marx's biggest hit.
He was married to Daisy Fuentes. Ay, caramba.
Not too bad.
All right, living a life.
Now and forever.
I'll be right here waiting for you.
I'll be right here waiting for
wherever you go.
Oh, my God.
Whatever you have.
Yeah.
Man, talk about a creepo.
God.
Oh, yeah. Listen to that in my room, singing it into my mirror, thinking that she'd come back. Never came back.
Slicking your hair back like a real
weirdo. Somebody just hear it? I could have swore I just heard the music.
No, it's a fucking siren outside. You're looking at me like I'm fucking the sound up.
I was about to start crying real quick. Is she here?
Debbie, I still love you.
Stephanie,
like,
we're a slow dance. Let's go.
Fully looked like you just saw a ghost.
Big slow dance kid, seventh and eighth grade.
Would you really seventh and eighth grade? Now, would you initiate at slow dance time?
Petrified.
Seventh and eighth grade?
No,
I think every seventh grade boy was petrified of it.
Yes.
Petrified. I would. All my other friends would like be outgoing. They'd go out. They'd fast dance. I could never do that. The fucking.
You could only do it when it was crowded enough where you weren't seen.
I wouldn't do it at all. My social anxiety was too bad. I could not do it. I would just stand in the corner and try to look cool. And then
over by the punch bowl.
Who's the fat kid hanging up by the cookies?
He got any more subs?
By the Fruitopia machine. Like, where's he at?
Fruitopia. Yo, Fruitopia was all
you're
right.
Just buying time so you don't have to dance. This thing stole my quarters. Is the manager here?
Meanwhile, Kippy's hiding his little middle school boner during the fucking heart will go on.
Tuck the boner. Who's grinding
dude.
In seventh grade, by the way?
We were bumping and grinding.
You were by the Fruitopia machine.
I got in there.
So we just established.
That's rewriting history over here.
No, and I would wait, and I would build up the courage, and I would ask one girl to slow dance before the end of the dance.
Nice.
Well, it was big for us. We didn't have I guess seventh grade, we had one. I guess you had one a year, maybe?
We used to have Catholic school dances when I was a kid. CYO would put it on. And when you were a public school kid and you went to the fucking Catholic school dances, there was always going to be a fight. There was guaranteed.
Yeah. That was the same with us.
I think that's why boys fight at dances. So they don't look like idiots fucking being all insecure.
Yeah, I'd rather get beat up than try to do the fucking Macarena.
I think that's a great point. Yeah, dude.
I saw that
fist
limbo. When I saw that limbo
easier.
Pole came out. Oh, it was brutal.
Then having your friends watch you move your hips. That's way worse.
It was, man.
We did skating parties, too. We had skating parties at school, like one every marking period. So it'd be like, four a year or something.
Fifth, sixth grade?
And skating with a girl was big. You would like... Her, she would ask a friend, like, it would be like,
it was, I couldn't do it.
It was like
skate.
The UN organizing it, you know what I mean? Like, would you skate with Tiffany later?
I was that guy, too. I would keep the roller skates on, but I would, like, hang out over by the snack bar.
No way, really?
I never went out on the floor, never once.
I was
never
an arcade guy. You went snack
I'd
bar.
I'd go to the arcade,
We respected each other's tribes.
Oh,
yeah.
Buddy,
I was like, snack kids.
I was moving and shaking, doing the backward skate, everything, slapping hands.
Too socially anxious and too uncoordinated at the time.
Really? You seem like a cool guy.
But I'll tell you what, shout out to Roller Rink Pizza.
Woo!
roll baby. Pizza.
Delish.
All right. What else you got?
I don't got much, man, to be honest with you. I think I've pretty much...
I got one.
I settle my case.
Yeah.
Do you have a detached snowplow in the front yard of your house? Is there any cars that don't run out there? There's got to. There, I'm seeing something in front of your garage that shouldn't be there. There's some old bikes or maybe some wood. Is there some plywood that never got
There's
situated?
There's a lot of fitness equipment that I don't use. That's just all over the place. That
outside of the home, like
sometimes.
Oh my!
I had a tire in the back for a minute. It made rings. It made fucking rings in the lawn.
Oh, your dad was probably pissed you killed the lawn.
A tire in the back.
I wasn't young either.
This is 2 weeks ago. What do you mean?
All right, that's hurtful.
Trash. What was the tire from? Was it off your car?
No, it's a truck tire. You go to a truck stop to get it for that CrossFit shit. You get it for free.
Yeah, he's got any tires down here, dude? Put it in the back of your Honda Fit.
And they were happy to see me. They were like, yes, sir.
Yes, here. Sir.
I can picture your dad. What's that for? Sitting in the backyard.
Yep.
We used to do something with tires that was pretty trashy. Is they would take tires in the early 80s. They would invert them, and you would make a flower pot out of them.
Oh, they would turn them inside out. Yeah. That was big. Yeah, that's trashy.
I like that.
Garbage.
Wait, I have a question for all three of you. Seasonal question. Uh-huh. Have you ever gone with your family and cut down your own Christmas tree? Like, knock onto a lot. You, like, went and procured your own tree from the forest.
No.
We cut down a tree in our yard that we used as our Christmas tree one year.
Holy shit.
And it was basically a bush. And I don't think it was.
It was an oak tree.
Yeah, it wasn't. It wasn't. It wasn't a spruce or it wasn't. What are they called? Douglas fir.
You fucked me up with it. How can I not think of it? A pine tree.
Yeah, it was not a pine tree. It
part
was,
of the value of the property.
Yeah,
it was. Goddamn.
It was on the property line.
You
gotta
ask the neighbors if you could take it down. Hey, can we use this for Christmas?
It had leaves on it, I believe.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's we no, I've never done that. We were always just went and got them.
Yeah.
You know, always my stepdad always knew a guy who had something going on, you know. I don't know. We always know somebody that's selling something. We have like a meat guy. We got a tree guy. You got a car guy. We have one of everything. But, you know, yeah, like we knew the guy selling them or something in the,
get
in,
a
the
deal?
In the parking lot.
Cash
yeah.
deal.
Yeah. You go give him $40 or whatever. He straps it on the car. You hit the bricks.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I remember when I was younger, we had some work done in the house that was strictly cash. It was paid with cash. There was a credit card or payment price, and then there was a cash price.
Yeah.
And the cash price was always lower.
I remember I'd be like 13. My dad would be like, go ask him how much it is. I'd be like, oh, it's $1,200 or something. He goes, ask him for the cash. What is the cash? I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm a child. Sending me into
my
fucking...
My dad wants to know what the cash price is,
yeah.
Vinny.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, Dad. I didn't see that.
Or plausible deniability in case of racketeering charges.
Yeah. All right.
I think it's more likely what it was.
I think we got one or two more from the fans here.
Please.
This is from Dennis. You got a wild-ass last name, so Dennis A., I'm going to call you. Do you still hang on to old cell phones? This is from the Facebook group. Do you still hang on to old cell phones just in case?
I don't trust them either, dude.
Nope. You open up my fucking mom's drunk drawer. It looks like a fucking Circuit City in there.
Yeah. I got a whole stack of fucking iPhones.
Yeah. Yep.
That the only thing I would do with them is take them and throw them in the river.
Do you guys trust getting them fixed? I don't even like dropping
Fuck.
Them off to get them fucking
what?
Fixed, man.
Never.
By like a 20-year-old, I don't know.
That's how they got Hunter Biden.
I don't think I've ever had a cell phone fixed. I do lease them, so I give them back to them. It's
like, oh, see, I never do that. I keep them.
Well, you're going to see my little pee-pee? I don't care. I don't know. Take a look at it. I'll show you. $10. Join the Patreon. I'll show you my pee-pee.
They always ask for the password, and I'm like, no. I hate that,
That's
dude.
That's the moment.
Yeah.
I don't think I've never given anybody my password.
That's why you got to go to iFixit off the Clark Red Line stop. They do it right in front of you, right there. They don't take it in the back.
See
they
Jerry out there in Rosemont. He won't rip you off.
great
question.
Yeah, that was from the
too paranoid to ever get rid of a phone.
I'm glad we're all on the same page there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think everybody is. That's like old mother fucking shit.
Yeah, don't
and
trust
this,
them.
This is from the Patreon. This is from Katie Woolston. Have you ever thrown up in the bathroom after taking a bad shot and not told anybody, and then just went back out to the party?
Oh, yeah.
That's my fucking move, dude.
Come back like a champion.
Yeah. fucking throw it back, and then you feel it. You're like, that ain't. I got about 9 seconds to get to the bathroom or outside. I always go, I'm gonna smoke, and then just like behind a cab or something.
Remember when I puked right before I went on stage for like $1 million? Just a little bit right in the fucking.
Oh yeah,
feels good.
You're like Rocky going out to fight. Where meanwhile it was like 6 people at the Village Lanthers.
Wait, you threw up before you went on stage? Yeah. You puked a little bit.
I was gonna ask you, have you ever?
It was the microwave shrimp.
Got to be careful with that, I hear.
Have you ever left a toilet clog and blamed it on somebody else, or took a smelly, smelly poop and blamed it on somebody else as somebody else was coming into the bathroom?
No, I atoned for my sins, but I did used to blow up a girl's house, and she lived there with 2 female roommates, and I feel bad about that to this day. I would wake up hungover, and I was too socially anxious at my job to take a gnarly shit there, so I would just crush her bathroom.
And then you would head off in the world.
I would leave, and then these other 2 attractive women would wake up and go use their 1 bathroom.
Was it ever brought back up to you by the woman?
Not directly.
That's
but
awesome. They all knew. But it was great that it wasn't thrown in your face.
Yeah.
I like that.
Skated on that. I still think about that.
I remember one time, it was years ago, woke up at a girl's house, like after a night of fucking just drinking, like just partying. And I went into the bathroom and just like, I was like, I'm going to fucking.
Yeah.
It was like, it just hit me out of nowhere. Like, because then you're like, I'm like, oh, I'll get out of the house. But like, she lived on the other side of town. So I'm like, I don't know where it can go. I'm like, this has to happen. Like, I got seconds. Dude, and I fucking leveled this place. And we shared a wall with her room, so she just heard me like, I was peeing out of my butt. It was whistling.
Did you turn the shower on?
I think I turned the sink on for a little bit, but then I'm like, I don't know what's, dude, it was just like so bad. I'm like, I just owned it. I'm like, yeah, I'm just fucking leveling
this
place.
Wait a minute, I've never even thought of that. You turn the shower or the water on while you're taking a dump?
Yeah. But I'd rather have them hear me.
Levels of sound defense, dude. I'll take. I took a shower.
Somebody like,
place.
Why is he taking a shower?
I'd rather her.
I'll
go,
take so many showers. I'll take showers.
I'd rather her go. I know he's pooping, but I can't hear it. Rather than I know he's pooping and I hear the violence.
It was tough.
Have you ever puked on a shit?
I don't think so.
Oh God.
No.
What, like fucking Burning Man or something like that?
Have you ever shit and thrown up in the tub?
No, never.
When you got that distance.
I've never double dipped like that.
Okay. No.
I'm too conscious of clogging the tub drain.
Throwing up on top of a poop that was in a toilet?
That is correct.
Well, I mean, it's not like he's not choosing to do it. They're too, you know, it's involuntary actions.
I can still judge. Thank you. Holy cow.
Oh, man. This is a tough one to call, I feel.
What the fuck are you talking about?
If it helps, I was in Wawa on flip-flops like 6 hours ago.
Yeah. All right, that's it. He's trash, ladies and gentlemen. The guy's trash.
Fucking 100% USDA prime garbaggio.
Yeah.
Hear
holy
that?
Shit.
Hear that, Dad? I'm coming home. We did it, Dad.
That's my son right there. Lives upstairs. No, buddy, we love you. That was absolutely fucking fantastic.
So fun, dude. Thank you.
What an interesting peek into the life of Chris Wood. I love it. Is there anything you want the folks out there to know? What do you got coming up? Other than make sure they check out Oral Presentations.
No, that's about it. Thanks for listening. Yeah, check out Oral Presentations if you got a second.
It's a fantastic podcast, buddy. We're happy to have you here. This was awesome.
Yeah,
Kippy,
buddy.
What do you got for the gang?
As always, please make sure you rate, review, subscribe on iTunes. Full video available on YouTube. Also, Patreon.com. Like we said, a lot of fucking great content's going up there. We appreciate all the support. Honestly, it fucking means the world to us. Thank you so much for fucking supporting us as we get this off the ground. Matt Kevin Rank Comedy on all social media. Check it out.
And shout out to that Facebook group. You guys are fucking animals.
Facebook group is
fucking
cooking.
Love yous.
Yeah.
Absolutely love yous. Shout out to our producer extraordinaire, Toby McMullen, T-Bone.
Hey, thanks for tuning in, guys. Tell a friend. If you got a favorite ep or a clip, drop it in your group text.
Boom.
Spread the fucking word.
Yeah. Toby's looking to get paid, and we ain't got no game.
And if you're looking for a good potato pancake, go to see Zielinski's over there in Rosemont.
Not Old Town. The Old Town location sucks. Go to Rosemont.
Goodbye, everybody.
Peace.